just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on in to Monday, December 16th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Barely have a voice, gotta tell ya, yelling at the TV yesterday, Lions lost at home against Buffalo Bills. It was 14-0 before the first quarter was even over. I mean, the Bills came out, and it ended up being the second touchdown drive that was the difference in the game. In the end, it was a shootout, 48-42. They lost by 6 points. But the first drive, they went right down the field, scored on us. Lions, three plays and out on their drive. Punted. I think for the first time at home, like in forever, turned around the ball over to the Buffalo Bills. They went down the field, scored again. It was 14-0. And then the team woke up. From then on, outplayed the Buffalo Bills, but it was too late. You give two touchdowns up in the first quarter to zero, you only have three quarters of the game left to come back on a team like that. Well, they were humbled, very much humbled yesterday at Ford Field. And honestly, I think it was a good thing. I think it was a wake-up call. They're not invincible. I think it was a good thing that they absolutely lost. They absolutely lost at home on an afternoon game that was basically, they were in a position to go up on their home schedule record, but they didn't. They didn't do it. They didn't do it. So as a result, now they're 12-2 and watching Monday Night Football tonight, hoping and praying that the Bears, Chicago Bears, can beat the Minnesota Vikings at home. I don't think it's going to happen. The Vikings are absolutely on a tear right now, and I think they are going to, without a doubt, do well against the Bears. Could be an interesting game, but I don't think it's going to happen. So Minnesota Vikings wins tonight. They have the same record as the Lions. However, the Lions have the tiebreaker. They beat the Vikings. They are a better division record than the Vikings, and I think it was a major wake-up call. So that's why my voice is a little weak this morning. Just blown coverages, horrible tackling, dropped passes. Oh, my God. They dropped so many passes, it was unbelievable. Jared Goff still threw for over 400 yards, 5 touchdowns, but not a good day. Not a good day. So we will absolutely be getting into the lame duck session today. Lots to talk about. Bills, Republicans' reactions to a couple things, and they are going to be back in session starting on Wednesday this week. They're skipping tomorrow. They're going to be in Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then they're coming back next Monday, a week from today, Christmas Eve to wrap up the year and wrap up this legislative session and wrap up this lame duck. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of interesting stories to follow regarding last week's lame duck session. As you all know, we got off the microphone at Friday afternoon. Unbelievable different bills coming forward that the Democrats were pushing. Republicans weren't having any of it. Well, what happened? One of the issues that Ian Murphy's been talking about here on the show, here on the station, every Tuesday, 10 o'clock to 10:30, talking about the tipped wage law. Well, the entire Republican caucus got up and walked out of the House chamber on Friday, saying they wouldn't return unless a vote was going to be taken up on restoring the tip wage credit. Well, Speaker of the House Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit, wasn't willing to do that. So the Republicans stayed away. Friday was the last day a bill could have passed the House if it hadn't already cleared the Senate and had any hope of being signed into law by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The only exception to that would be if the House and the Senate added more days to their calendar past December 19th. That's this week, Thursday. Well, according to the Murr story from last Thursday, they were in fact going to stay over and work Friday the 20th and then even come back for Monday the 23rd. However, that wasn't good enough for the Republicans. They wanted it passed on Friday. So around 12 noon, shortly after the show was over on Friday, House Republicans went into caucus and emerged an hour later, 1 o'clock, holding a press conference. They were all wearing orange Save My Tips, Save MI Michigan Tips buttons. Minority Leader Matt Hall, who will be the next speaker, said his message to Speaker Tate was that unless votes were taken on earned sick leave policies and restoring the tipped wage credit, the Republicans won't be coming back. Hall came out during the press conference and said, quote, "Put them up today and then we'll come back out on the floor and we will vote for it. And we will vote for other bipartisan ideas too. But if all they're going to do is sit up there and caucus and strategize and keep us here until 10 p.m. at night, then put up some bill about changing people's genders identities on their driver's license, things like that, we don't need to be here." End quote, said Matt Hall. When asked about the possibility of putting Tate's call of the House in place, which mandates all legislators must stay in the House with police and House sergeant oversight, Hall asked why he didn't do it when State Representative Rachel Hood, Democrat from Grand Rapids, wasn't in session. Evidently, that is that one lone Democrat woman for the first week of the lame duck who did not come to Lansing the entire week. Finally, her identity has been outed, if you will. Republicans left the floor as a vote on sex torsion, quote unquote, sex torsion, was being taken up, and later announced their plan outside of Hall's office. When reporters returned to the House floor, the Democratic caucus was on its third vote without any Republicans voting. So one of the things that the process drew attention to was the fact that the Democrats are totally okay with the tip wage credit being eliminated and passing the paid sick day bill that they've been working on and have passed and will go into effect in February. We've been talking about how this is going to affect small businesses here in Michigan. Well, they're moving everything along. Speaker of the House Tate said, this is the Republicans deciding not to do their jobs. And he hopes that this isn't a sign of things to come for the incoming Republican majority. When asked what needs to happen for Republicans' request to be honored, Tate said they can't have conversations if the Republicans aren't here. Well, spokesperson for the Save My Tips organization, John Selleck, said saving the income and jobs of working men and women is not a partisan issue. It's an economic issue that would determine if single moms who have something that works for them someday soon wakes up without a job. We strongly encourage all legislators to come together and help tipped workers save their way of life. End quote, said Selleck. Tate said the Democrats will continue to work and continue to call for votes on the House floor. Republicans have to decide whether or not they want to do their job or not. Well, one of the Democrats also addressed the media after the Republican press conference. Abraham Aish of Hamtramck said, we have the majority until December 31st at midnight. So basically, we're going to do what we want to do until December 31st at midnight. That's, of course, the end of the calendar year. Well, making a counter statement to what the speaker, Joe Tate, said, Matt Hall, the incoming speaker, said basically that this dramatic announcement made outside the House chambers with his members not attending the session, since the Democrats wouldn't negotiate over retaining the tip wage credit for restaurant workers, he actually sat down with MERS News Service and did a one-on-one interview and gave some unsolicited advice to his counterpart, current speaker, Joe Tate, Democrat from Detroit. The main reason, Hall explained, was that organized labor has advised Speaker Joe Tate to deep six the minimum wage and tip credit wage bills. Speaker Tate has demonstrated that he does not have the political courage to step up and do the right thing for Michigan workers, but yet catering to organized labor, basically unions. Then he immediately segued that the comment to the speaker's bid to replace Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan in Detroit. Well, this is what Mayor Hall had to say. Instead of finishing his job here for workers, Speaker Tate's priority seems to be running for mayor of Detroit. And I would give him the following advice. If he wants to be the next mayor of Detroit, he has a real opportunity right now to lead and be doing what should be done to stop putting corporations and unions' priorities ahead of working families here in Michigan. End quote. During the interview, he said that Joe Tate is not leading, even though he currently holds the title Speaker of the House, Leader of the House, he's not doing it. Why would people vote for him to be mayor based on what we're seeing right now? Hall said, I would end the exploratory committee today because he's not going to win, because he's not showing the people of Detroit that he's worthy of the role of mayor if he can't even do his job as speaker. Hall went on to say, labor is not on his side, meaning the workers, the people that they're basically screwing over by getting rid of this tip wage credit. And I think it's time for him to either put up or shut up. Whoa. As the clock ticks away, and if the current speaker does not bend on these wage issues, Hall concluded, they're all dead, including Rhodes. Everything's dead. We're done. Democrats may be in control until the end of the year, but the Republicans will not participate in their party. And of course, he was referring to the birthday party on Friday. They were going to hold the Democrats for the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate. Well, quote of the day came from one of the state representatives on the Republican side, John Fitzgerald. Speaker Tate threw himself a birthday party, but only half the people showed up, talking about Democrats and not one Republican staying to celebrate or sing happy birthday to Joe Tate on his 44th birthday. Republicans are not going to participate. Now, a very interesting sign that I took away from this story, prepping for the show this morning, getting ready to talk about what they did on Friday afternoon over the weekend down in Lansing. Matt Hall isn't the speaker yet. That won't take place until January 1st. At that point, 58 Republicans, the 52 Democrats. And basically what they're saying is, we're not going to participate if you're not willing to do the work for the people of the state of Michigan. We're not going to participate. And they walked out. Well, when they gavel in January and start the new legislative session, Republicans will be in control. Matt Hall will be the speaker. Is this a sign that he's not going to be willing to work with the upper chamber, the Senate, where they hold a two-seat majority, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans, and this Democrat governor? Gridlock? Is that basically what's coming on January 1st? Because if it is, people, it's going to be very, very interesting to see if they can even pass a budget next year. That's going to be very, very interesting to watch. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.